Do take a seat. I'd like to invite Peter up to help with the reading. We're going to do it antiphonally. I thought we'd try something very Anglican as a change from usual. I will say all the odd number verses. So everybody on the left-hand side, my side of the church, will say the odd numbers, and everyone on the right-hand side of the church, Peter's side, will say the even numbers, and we'll all join together. Sometimes I find with a reading, when I'm actually doing the reading, it sort of goes in my head a bit more, and I think this is one of those occasions. As we say the words, let's think about what they mean. Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers.
But whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night?
That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers.
Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Thanks, Peter. I'd like to invite Caroline up to bring us our talk.
Thank you. So, as Janet, I'm Caroline. I've been a member here for, I don't know, I lose count. I reckon we're 25, 26 years, clocking on. And about 4 years ago, I was at New Wine, wandering around, minding my own business. And God really clearly said to me that he was calling me into his ministry. And I thought, oh, interesting. So over the last 4 years, I've been exploring what that meant. And on my 50th birthday, I got on a train to Ely in Cambridge, and I went to my BAP. So BAP is the Bishop's Advisory Panel, where you get 3 days of grilling to discern whether you are called to be ordained into the Church of England. And I have been recommended. So, thank you. So, the week of the 9th of September, we're off to Trinity. I'm still going to work, and I'm going to do it part-time, and we're going to juggle it, and life will be manic, but hopefully blessed. So, let us just pray. Lord, may the words you lay on my heart this week be a blessing to all who hear them. Amen. So, as Janet said, we're starting a new sermon series today. And while preparing, I did a quick internet search for my studies, and this is what I came across. The Book of Psalms has been loved by believers across the generations. However, what is a loved and treasured part of the Bible can be, in the hands of a preacher, confusing, dull, emotionless, slow draining of the soul, causing a normal, amicable congregation to glance enviously at those in the church graveyard who were spared such a message. I hope to do better than that. And, you know, I will endeavour to be mindful and to impart some more encouraging things that I've learnt this week. Some of you will know that I've done a placement at St. Martin's, which is in Knowle, over the last year. It's a very different church. with a different tradition than ours. But it's been really encouraging and deepening to engage with it. One of their main meetings is on a Friday morning when the church is open and people come for morning prayer. They follow the lectionary and read that day's Old and New Testament reading, along with the psalm. And like we've done this morning, the psalm is read together aloud. As I say, it's not chosen by whoever's leading. It is the psalm and the readings for that day from the lectionary. And it's always inspiring to me that people all over the globe are reading the same readings that day. People from every corner of God's world is praising him, reading his word aloud. I think there's real power in that, and that one that can connect all of us. Anyway, we sit in a circle, a bit closer, but a bit like this, and we read that psalm aloud with a lit candle at the centre. And some Fridays, the psalms are full of joy and celebration and praise, and you feel like you're soaring on eagle's wings. And other days, they're full of lament and woe and grief. And when we finish, we sit there with our hands in our heads. Or our heads in our hands. But the joy of Friday prayers is that we sit round and we talk for about 20 minutes and discuss the readings, and we try to give equal measure to all of the readings and try and find a thread that runs through them. There are no set questions. The first one I led, they went off on an amazing discussion about God being gender neutral, neither female or male. And I was praised for letting them run with it. But the truth is, I had no idea how to bring them back to the readings. So as I've said, today is the start of a new sermon series, and looking at the Psalms. And I came across this from the great Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who's a great theologian, who notes that while the rest of the Bible is God's word to us, God is imparting his wisdom to us, who he wishes us to be in relation, how he wishes us to be in relationship with him. But the Psalms are words given by God to be said back to him. Which I suspect is why at a Friday morning prayers we read them aloud together. But how amazing is that, that God has given us these words to say back to him. Bonhoeffer goes on to say that the Psalms were not written as information, but as prayers. God's intention to give them to us was that we would give them back to him as an expression of our own devotion and desire. Just love that. God always knows what we need. And for days when life is tough and we want to lament, or when we want to celebrate and dance, he has given us the words to give back to him. Whether we read them or we sing them, they are all laid out in the Psalms so that we have words to offer up to God. I was asked at my BAP how I felt closest to God, and without hesitation, and there was lots of hesitation that week, I replied, when I sing to God. And I can often be found wandering around the house or in the car singing to God, my Saviour. And many of the songs and hymns that we sing are directly from the Psalms. And I love it when I come across a psalm and think, oh, I've been singing that for decades, but I'd never known it was in the Psalms. This week's sermon has been titled Wisdom. And the Oxford English Dictionary describes wisdom as the quality of having experience, knowledge, good judgment, and the quality of being wise. But wisdom and knowledge are not necessarily the same. Knowledge can exist without wisdom, but not necessarily the other way around. You can have knowledge of how to use something without the wisdom of knowing when to use it. Wisdom is about having an awareness of how things play out over time, about having optimism that life's problems can be solved. But I think today's reading could also be entitled Choices. We have all have choices. That's the freedom and free will that God gives us. He doesn't force us to love him. He asks us to. This psalm sets out two distinct choices. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step of the wicked, or stand in the way of the sinner, or sit in the company of mockers, but who delights in the law, who meditates on the law day and night. Choice one is righteousness, which leads to flourishing, to walking with God, the choice of life, happiness. Choice two is wickedness, which leads to destruction, to a life separated from God, the choice of death, misery, and ruin. Both choices are plurals. Both are our present experience and our future destiny, depending on which of those two choices each of us takes, not just in name, but practice too. Blessed is the one who delights in the law and meditates day and night. So why do we need to delight in the law and meditate on it? The purpose of scriptures and God's law is to draw us to him. They are his chosen means to communicate with us through the power of the Holy Spirit. They are how we truly know God. And to know God, we need to know his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. John 1. We need to engage with not just the New Testament, but the Old too. The Old Testament anticipates the coming of the Son and the Holy Spirit, where the New Testament reflects on these gifts, and both the prophets and the apostles testify faithfully to Jesus Christ. By meditating and engaging with the scripture, we will hear God's voice, see the word, hear how he wishes us to live and serve him. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119. It guides us and helps us grow in wisdom. And God is also promising here that if we delight in his word and meditate on it, our lives will be blessed. We can find happiness through what happens to us, but blessing is what happens to us through knowing God, abiding in him, having relationship with him, which happens when we spend time meditating on his word. Like the tree in the psalm, when we spend time meditating on the word, we send out roots to find the nutrients and the water in the form of scripture and prayer. A week with our Bible shut is a week without God's blessing. If we do not feed ourselves on God's word, we will wither and blow away like the wind. Like the wicked, we will be like chaff, and the wind will blow us away. Study and prayer is what roots us to God, what rebukes us and prunes us and shapes us to look a little more like Jesus every day. If we don't pray and read our Bibles, it's like we are starving ourselves, purposely self-harming. If we only ate on Wednesdays and Sundays, our families would worry about us, and we'd be at our GPs, and there'd be safeguarding that would be put in place, and Wiltshire Farm Foods would be sent for, and our freezers would be full. Yet if we only open our Bibles on a Sunday or a Wednesday, Who notices? Who sends for the spiritual equivalent of Meals on Wheels? The climate that this psalm is written in is that of a dry desert place, not necessarily an English country garden, although at the moment, if you looked outside, you might be mistaken for being in the Mediterranean. But a plant or the tree sends out roots to find nutrients and water. And it's easy at the moment to contrast the green of the trees with the scorched grass that has no root. Wisdom is something that needs sharing. What is the point of being wise if you don't share it? The trees are bearing fruit not for themselves, but for others. Trees don't bear fruit for themselves. They bear it for others to feed on. And a little wisdom from someone who has gone before you can go a long way. If you're looking for something to read over the summer, I would like to recommend Rob Parsons. He's always a good read. But he's written this beautiful book called The Wisdom House, and it will only take a couple of days to read. It's a good read. And it's subtitled, because you don't always have to learn the hard way. We need to pass on the hope that we have and be an encouragement to others. And maybe even once in a while give a little advice. And that's what Rob is trying to do in this book. I'd encourage you to have a read over the summer and then maybe pass it on to somebody else. It may grow their roots a little deeper too. So just before I finish, I'd like you just to sit here for a couple of minutes with your eyes closed. And I'd like you to imagine that you are on a beach with your trouser legs rolled up and that you are down on the shoreline with your feet in the cool, cold water. And the tide is coming over them. Feel the wet sand between your toes and the coldness as it shivers up your legs. Now, as you sense the water coming and going over your feet, just listen again as I read the psalm. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But those whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. You may take your feet out of the water and dry them off. Over the summer, I hope you have the opportunity to physically put your feet in the sea or have somebody bathe them for you. The psalm says that where we plant our feet will define the choices we make. If our feet are planted by streams of living water, we will yield fruit in season. And our leaves will not wither. That those who meditate on his law day and night will grow and prosper. Those that delight in the law, that follow his ways, will flourish. Amen.